Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast. I'm Peter Sagal. Come try the only show that treats the news the way it deserves to be treated, roughly, with lots of tasteless comments. That's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on the NPR One app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm just going to say that you're sitting here in our Studio 44 with a yet another cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And the coffee cup mug says, I wish I were dead. And today on All Songs Considered,
I actually didn't pick this mug on purpose, but it's appropriate because we're going to be talking about swan songs, songs for when you've
kicked the bucket, shuffled the can
off this mortal coil. I've been thinking a lot lately, actually, about how your life can be summed up in songs. You know, you have songs from your early childhood and youth and teen years, and then, you know, even all the way up until death and beyond. You know, what there's got to be a song that you leave with everybody that says something about either your life or how you want to be remembered or what you want them to think about going forward.
You want to be deep and thoughtful about it.
Right. And so my uncle passed away. It's been a few years now, but my uncle passed away, and he had an open casket funeral. And at the end of the service, they close the casket and they start wheeling it out.
I'm sorry.
And it's okay. This is the song they played.
Oh, my God. Did they really do
this? They really did. And everyone just burst out laughing. And if you knew my uncle, you know this was the perfect song for him to pick to play, the Yakety Sax song. To sum up, he was a funny guy. He was always making jokes, always playing, always having fun. And, you know, even though he wasn't there in the physical form with us anymore, he was with us in spirit.
I like this guy.
So perfect. So,
and today on All Songs Considered, your swan song. What is the song that you want played the day you pass? All your friends are gathered together and thinking of you. And this is just one way to do it, right?
I love it. It was hard not to laugh and cry.
Is this Boots Randolph, by the way?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hang on. Okay.
Growing up, it was always the Benny Hill theme to me, which is probably how a lot of people remember it. But yeah, we did this call out. We asked listeners to tell us what songs they would have played at their funeral. And we got some really wonderful stories and song picks. And I thought we'd start with this song by the Talking Heads. And the song is This Must Be the Place. A lot of people picked this song, and one of the listeners who picked it is named Mason. He's in Perth in Australia. And he writes, "What better message to leave your closest friends and family than one of pure love? To me, this song isn't about death. It's about the most warm and hopeful moments of life. I wouldn't want to leave my loved ones helpless and alone. I'd want to leave them safe and at peace. And this song is one big cuddling embrace."
Thank you.
the sweetness of this song. And
I just got goosebumps listening to it again. I'm actually glad so many people picked this because it changed the way I always thought of it as a very present song, not a song for afterwards, but a song in the moment and now. And I hear it now differently.
That's This Must Be the Place, Naive Melody by Talking Heads, picked by Mason. I'm going to play Iron and Wine. This is something William picked. I'm going to read his story. It says, I discovered Iron and Wine through your Tiny Desk concerts years ago and fell in love with everything Sam Beam wrote. We were both raised not too far from each other and are interested in film. I felt a deep connection with someone through his rhythms and his rhymes. I have recently completed a tour of Afghanistan, returned home to a wife that went through hell and then decided to leave, and have just survived a suicide attempt a couple of weeks ago with this song playing on my turntable. I view these lyrics in a way now that I never envisioned them all those years ago. He goes on and says, I now hear hope and perseverance when this song fills the room amongst all the lives I've touched and that have formed me. I need these words to permeate everyone and everything around. Thank you, NPR, for turning me on to phenomenal music that has pulled me in a positive direction. Wow. Thank you, William. Thanks for sharing that. Let's play The Trapeze Swinger from Iron and Wine. I'm going to actually forward this note to Sam Beam. He needs to know that he saves lives and makes great music.
Yeah, it's amazing that that William, the listener who picked this, that he went through something so horrible that in this song you would think would be forever associated with that horrible thing, but that it ended up being the source of inspiration to move on with his life. That's amazing.
We are playing bits of songs because we want to tell a lot of stories, and we're going to put a Spotify playlist on the All Songs Considered page, and you'll be able to listen to these songs that we play here, and then many more, because there were some great, great suggestions.
Yeah, more than we could ever get to in even a long show.
So we had listeners who recorded some of their stories and sent them to us, and you have one of those.
Yeah, this is from a guy named Guy in Illinois who picked the song Cedar Falls by the band Lovers.
I saw the call for Swan Songs, a song you'd like played at your funeral, and I was reminded of driving to Boston last winter with my wife, who was sick with cancer in the thick of it, and we're listening to the album Dark Light by Lovers, and the song Cedar Falls came on, and she told me that she would want that played at her funeral. And it seemed like a strange choice at the time, but then I listened to the lyrics and it really walloped me. And strangely, when we were in Boston, we were walking with some friends, and Cubby Burke, the singer of Lovers, was walking down the street with her dog. And I said that my wife wanted her song played at her funeral. I didn't tell her she was sick or anything. And she died on April 13th. But the lines at the end of the song that she sings, I hope we meet on the other side of this mountain where we find out love don't end, it just winds and turns and bends. That always gets me hard.
I believe in Cedar Falls, and I know I ain't no miracle, but I long to see your face dried from crying and learning that you love to live. 'Cause if you asked a dead man what he's learned from dying, he'd say give and give and give. That's how to live. That's how to live.
The feeling of this song, and it's such a great, it's more of a message about life itself than necessarily like how, this is how I want you to remember me, this is what I was like, it's more universal. A guy from Illinois, his name is Guy, picked this song, and he mentioned that his wife had passed away on April 13th, that was April 13th of last year of 2017, although when I was going through all these clips, I heard him tell this story on April 13th of this year. Quite a coincidence he talks about in that story. And with the song Lovers and Cedar Falls.
I'll take us to Lisa in Los Angeles. She picks the song Cosmic Dancer from T-Rex, which...
I love that
it's
song.
It's a great song. It says, it's one of those songs that touches my soul. It elevates me every single time I listen to it. And it would be the coolest to share that when I'm gone. Just thinking about Mark Bolan sitting on stage. Mark Bolan is the lead guy in T-Rex. Sitting on stage cross-legged and singing this brings joy to every cell in my body.
I was dancing when I was 12.
I was dancing when I was 12. I was dancing when I was out. I was dancing when I was out. I danced myself right out the womb. I danced myself right out the womb. Is it strange to dance so soon? I danced myself right out the womb. I was dancing when I was 8. I was dancing when I was 8. Strength to dance so late. Is it strength to dance so late? Strange to dance so soon. I dance myself into the tune. Is it wrong to understand?
I just want to tell everyone, if you haven't listened to Electric Warrior, get this record.
The T-Rex album.
The T-Rex record that this is from. Album's from Cosmic Dancer. I used to listen to that all the time.
Huh.
Growing up.
And that's a record that came out before you were born?
No, but I was quite young when that record came out. That is true. Let's go to a song that Eric from Sarasota, a listener named Eric in Sarasota, picked. And the song is Oh Superman from Laurie Anderson, which I thought was such an odd pick until I read his little story about it. Eric says, I've been terrified of death since I was a child, and music has been one of the only ways I've had to cope. There have been many songs in my fairly young life that I've thought would make a great swan song, but the one that I would want played at my funeral is Oh Superman. It's cold and disassociative while being warm and bountiful. It's lavish but reserved, expressive but internal. It's the song that has spoken to the widest of my thoughts and feelings about being alive during this age, while also making me feel most at ease about passing through existence. Wow. And then he adds here at the end, also, it's probably going to be the only time I'll ever get my family to listen to something like this, so that's an afterlife bonus. Well, Laurie Anderson, Oh Superman.
Oh Superman. Oh, Mom and Dad. Mom and Dad. Oh, Superman. Oh, Mom and Dad. Mom and Dad.
Hi. I'm not home right now, but if you want to leave a message, just start talking at the sound of the tone. And I got a message. you better get ready, ready to go. You can come as you are, pay as you go, pay as you go. Okay, who is this really? And the voice said, this is the hand that takes. This is the hand.
What a great pick for a swan song. It's also like 8.5 minutes, so if he wants his family to have to sit through this thing, they'll be squirming about 3, 4, 5, 6 minutes into this thing. But
just a brilliant song from, 1981-ish, 80-ish, actually, when the single originally came out, and then she got a contract at Warner Brothers, and wow.
Yeah.
What a knockout artist Laurie Anderson is, still is. I just this weekend was in Ohio. There was an astonishing installation that she had there. Does quite remarkable artwork. Let's go back to another audio clip. This from Marichelle from Georgia. I hope I'm saying your name right. It's Marishyl. And she's going to pick the song We Are Young by Fun, a song you really probably wouldn't expect to hear on a Swan Song show. We'll let Marichelle explain.
You may hear a drinking anthem or picture the music video of everything being smashed to smithereens at a bar. No, in the acoustic version, for me at least, the lyrics are deeper and they tap into imagery of the sun and the moon. And then when Janelle Monáe sings, it feels like the universe comes pouring out of her heart. The sound of her voice singing, Carry Me Home Tonight, followed by Nate Roos's saying, The moon is on my side, I have no reason to run. The angels never arrive, but I can hear the choir. It always, always moves me to tears. The combination of the lyrics and their voices singing, set the world on fire and we can burn brighter than the sun, is my ideal exit. This acoustic version of We Are Young makes me cry. I want people to be able to cry at my funeral, shed some tears, release grief, feel some healing, and then move on with living.
I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget. But between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight. I just thought maybe maybe we could find new ways to fall apart. But our friends are back, so let's raise a toast.
Imagine a group of people on a hill,
yeah,
and they all join in.
Yeah. I guess that image, very image, is why this isn't a surprising pick for me. It works because it's, if you want people to see this moment as a celebration of life, then it works for sure. That's a great acoustic version of the song, We Are Young. Should we take a short break and come back? What do you think?
Yeah, I'll come back.
Okay.
Support for NPR and the following message come from the NPR Wine Club. Did you know that NPR Wine Club has a wine inspired by All Things Considered? Learn the stories behind each one and enjoy unique bottles inspired by your favorite NPR shows, all with the convenience of home delivery. A special welcome offer includes a bottle of Weekend Edition Cabernet Sauvignon. If yours are older, join in the fun at nprwineclub.org/allsongs. Support also comes from Untuck It. If you're wondering whether your shirt is too long to wear untucked, it probably is. Finding a shirt that looks great untucked has been one of the biggest problems in men's fashion for years. Untuckit.com has solved this problem by making shirts designed to be worn untucked. Untuckit shirts are designed to fall at the perfect length, and the right length means the right look. So visit untuckit.com and use code SONGS for 20% off, because the right shirt will make all the difference.
And you want to be sure you look good at the service.
I know. Well, yeah. I was thinking in the
IKEA casket before you're buried in the hobo cemetery.
Where'd that come from?
This is Stephen Thompson. He and I were talking about our kids and how they grow up so fast. And the next thing you know, they're sticking you in the ground. And he said, yeah, they'll be burying me in my IKEA casket in the hobo cemetery.
Wow.
I don't even know what the hobo cemetery is.
I don't know, but yeah.
Yeah, so we were going through all the responses that we got to our call out, there were some things that I noticed. First of all, people love movies. They got the idea for their songs from movies. Some of the most popular artists were Grateful Dead, Sigur Rós, Radiohead, Tom Waits. Some of the most popular songs. Another One Bites the Dust by Queen. In My Life by the Beatles was popular. Free Bird. So many people picked Free Bird. And then the song that I want to play by the Avett Brothers called No Hard Feelings. It came up many, many times. The story that I'd like to share comes from Jill, a listener in California. She says, I first heard this song after learning my sister, after suffering with ALS for years, was moving forward with assisted suicide. Although I could never decide if sharing it with her would be the right thing to do, the song brought me solace in the following months. I can only hope I leave with the dignity expressed in the song and the dignity she possessed. I hope to depart with no enemies. No Hard Feelings by the Avett Brothers.
When my body won't hold me anymore, and it finally lets me free, will I be ready? When my feet won't walk another mile, and my lips give their last kiss goodbye, will my hands be steady? When I lay down my fears, my hopes and my doubts, the rings on my fingers and the keys to my house, with no hard feelings. When the sun hangs low in the west and the light in my chest won't be kept, held at bay any longer. When the jealousy fades away and it's ash and dust for cash and lust, and it's just hallelujah and love and thought, love in the words, love in the songs they sing in the church, and no hard feelings. Lord knows they haven't done much good for anyone. Kept me afraid and cold with so much to have and hold. Body won't hold me anymore, and it finally lets me free. Where will I go?
What a great sentiment. I love the message in this, the whole idea of not holding any grudges, because it's like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. You know, it's just, they say no hard feelings never did any good. And great pick from Jill in California and so many other of our listeners who picked that song by the Avett Brothers.
I get to pick a rainbow song. How'd that happen?
Wow, I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
This is from Chris in St. Louis, Missouri. He picks Kermit the Frog singing the song The Rainbow Connection, which is a Paul Williams song. He says, I've loved this song since I was little, and it speaks to the beauty in the world. The interconnections of life and love and dreams. The song has lifted me up when I'm sad and made sunny days even brighter. It reminds me to be kind and compassionate and to love and dream big. Hit it, Kermit!
Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Somebody thought of that, and someone believed it. What it's done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
All of us under its spell.
This is the moment that you finally broke down and cried.
Well, I got a little misty-eyed. Yeah, this is my... Okay, first of all, you need to know that all I wanted to be when I grew up was a puppeteer.
Oh, puppeteer.
And I was really into the Muppets. And when this movie came out, it was easily the high point of my young life when this film came out. In 1979.
Which film is this?
The Muppet Movie. It opens with Kermit on a frog. Kermit on a frog. It's Kermit on a...
I did not imagine that.
Like, he's sitting either on a log or a big rock or something, and he's out in the woods, and he's playing this song. Yeah. Anyway, I was very happy to see this on the list. And
thank you, Chris.
Chris in St. Louis wasn't the only one who picked this song, either. It was a popular one. Should we go to another audio clip that we got from a listener?
Yeah, this one also has to do with the sky and the
things that are cosmic. Yes, this is from Alyssa from Texas, and she picked the song Some Things Cosmic by Angel Olsen.
There is a lovely song by Angel Olsen called Some Things Cosmic. And while on the surface it seems kind of tragic, at its core it's a song that believes in the soul, right? That we are something bigger and greater beyond this physical world and this physical body of ours. And so I think if played while everyone is saying farewell, to me it invites the idea that I may not be in this physical world anymore, but I am floating somewhere close by, that my soul and all of us are existing cosmically.
Angel Olsen singing Some Things Cosmic.
Yeah, from her Strange Cacti EP. I love that line she was singing there towards the end, the I don't need my body, I'm floating away. Powerful, powerful pick from Alyssa in Texas.
I'm going to go to Adam in Boston, and he picked LCD Sound System, which...
Yes.
you wouldn't expect another one, I think, that I wouldn't think... to play. This is the song All My Friends, and when you start to hear the words, you can imagine that gathering of people, be it at the graveside or some memorial service. And Adam writes to say, what is there to celebrate about life if it was not one well lived? This song reflects on the narrator's perspective of how much fun and joy he experienced in his earlier years. He later reflects that part of growing up is letting go of the past and enjoying the wonderful memories he had with those he loved.
I'm
LCD Sound System, all my friends. Thank you, Adam, from Boston.
You know, this song takes a while to take off, and I was imagining everyone, you know, kind of teary-eyed sitting in the room where they're having the service, and as the music builds, everyone, their heads kind of start to bob a little bit, and then the next thing you know, everyone's just celebrating the vast mysteries of life in that moment. I think that's a great pick, and another song that the meaning of it has changed for me, hearing these stories and thoughts from all the listeners about them.
Let's do another audio clip, this one from Kelly in Michigan. She picks a Bright Eyes song called I Must Belong Somewhere.
I'm a funeral director, and I've been involved in hundreds of funerals, so I've had a lot of time to think about what I would want done at my funeral, and I've played hundreds of songs for people in their funerals, and I don't think people really realize how big a part music is of a funeral. But I don't really want my funeral to be a super sad event. I hope that people laugh a little bit while they're at it, at least, and that it's also dramatic in a funny way. And my last song, my absolute swan song of my life, it's called I Must Belong Somewhere by Bright Eyes, and I always remember that song when I'm having a hard time or something sucks or I just don't want to be alive. He says, everything must belong somewhere. I know that now, that's why I'm staying here. So I suppose if I was dead, that's where I was supposed to be. The point of that song is he's trying to remind you that wherever you are at the moment, that's where exactly where you're supposed to be, even if you don't understand it. So it's a perfect funeral song.
Leave the bright blue door on the whitewashed wall. Leave the death ledger under City Hall. Leave the joyful air in that rubber ball today. Just leave the lilac print on the linen sheet. Leave the bird you killed at your father's feet. Let the sideways rain in the crooked street remain. Leave the whimpering dog in his cold kennel. Leave the dead starlit on her pedestal. Leave the acid kids in their green fish bowls today. Leave the sad guitar in its hard shell case. Leave the worried look on your lover's face. Let the orange embers in the fireplace remain. 'Cause everything, it must belong somewhere. A train off in the distance, bicycle chained to the stairs. Everything, it must belong somewhere. I know that now, that's why we're staying here.
Good one. From a funeral director.
Oh. Yeah, she gets a little choked up, it sounds like, at the end there. And I guess you'd always assume that somebody who in her profession would be pretty strong and, yeah, you know, nerves of steel. But, yeah.
Start thinking about your own mortality. It's a whole nother world.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kelly in Michigan. Let's do one more.
All right. This is a great one to go out on, and I'll just say before we play it that, again, we've got way more songs than we could ever fit in a single show. So go to our website, npr.org/allsongs. You'll find this page for this show, and we have a Spotify playlist with all these songs, full versions, and a whole lot more in that playlist. And the one that we're going to go out on comes from the listener named Gene in New York, who picks the Flaming Lips' Do You Realize? Great song to go out on. She says, it's a beautiful song.
Literally, to go out on.
To go out on, yes, exactly. A song to go out on. Gene says, it's a beautiful song, and it talks about how everyone dies. There are no exceptions. We just have to make the most of our lives and being with our loved ones. It's a perfect ending, I think, for this show.
This has given me a lot of thought, a lot of pause.
You know what? Just listen to this playlist. Just sit down and listen to all these songs. That's all you need to know.
And think about your friends and think about those who will gather and celebrate your life.
Yeah.
Flaming Lips. And we go out on the official rock song of Oklahoma. Thanks, Mr. Hilton.
Thank you, Bob. Do you realize?
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You